Our next guest has just signed a 3-year contract extension.
He's on the left. I reckon they got another one. They're taking the piss.
They're past the keys. Runs inside forward 50. Long ball from 48. And he's kicked the goal.
And the goal coming up from Peter.
Hello.
Please welcome to Triple M's Rush Hour, Ben Keys.
3-year deal worth about $3.5 million, I'm hearing. Welcome to the Rush Hour, Keezy.
No worries, fellas. Thanks for having me.
Was I in the ballpark? It's worth about $3.5 million?
Yeah, you're in the ballpark, yeah.
Congratulations, mate. I thought your game on the weekend was one of your best for a while and probably as a team as well. How do you think your form's going at the moment?
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, it was obviously good to get the monkey off the back and get the first win on the weekend. So, yeah, I agree. I think everyone played their role, played fantastic, so hopefully we can keep it going.
Hey, do you enjoy the difference or the mix-up of the midfield group? Because there's a lot of chat around Isaac Rankin spent, well, most of the time. I think he had 20 centre bounces on the weekend, only 21 in the four rounds previous. Saligo looks good in there. Mixing it up seems to be working now.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, those guys did a lot in there over pre-season, so it's good to see them go in and get the reward. Isaac in particular, he's been great mixing between the two lines.
Benny, just congratulations on the extension there, mate. Now, you played as a midfielder. Now, how hard has it been for you to transition into be a high half forward and reinvent yourself as a small forward now? Because you're starting to really understand that role and play with some confidence, Benny.
Yeah, certainly has its challenges, no doubt. Obviously, being in the midfield, you're around the ball a lot, in a lot more contests, so it's kind of easy to get your hands on it and get in the flow of the game. But I've loved the challenge, to be honest. We're really well coached down there. It's been a good learning curve. And, yeah, I did a lot of it last year as well, so I feel like I finally, got the hang of it now. And, I have done it previously as well, early in my career at Brisbane, so I wasn't too unfamiliar. But, I've loved the challenge. It's been good.
Let's go back to Brisbane. Let's go back to when you delisted from Brisbane, probably thought, geez, what next for me? Picked up by Adelaide, and you are where you are now, leadership group, a strong leader in that forward line, playing some great footy. Do you look back at that moment when you delisted and go, well, I don't know how you take it, but do you go, well, you're missing out here, Brisbane?
Yeah, you always have that deep self-belief and you think they're making a mistake. But, yeah, to be honest, it was probably fair enough. I was nowhere near bringing my best. And, I was probably really raw still at that point. Adelaide gave me the chance sort of when no one else would. So I'm really, really grateful for that and just trying to pay them back wherever possible.
Just on the weekend again, it was the game you had to win. Obviously, 4-0. You're probably not going to play finals if you're 0-5. The last three goals, 6 minutes to go, 16 points down, just the belief of the group and where you've come from over the previous 4 weeks to kick the last three goals, just the belief and the setups when you did hit the front. I saw a lot of leadership out there pointing and directing. You must have plays and you had a lot of numbers around the footy. Must be very pleasing to review that and get it right.
Yeah, we practiced those scenarios all over pre-season. That was a big thing we identified from last year that we really needed to tidy that area up. So, yeah, to have those scenarios and to see the boys execute it, especially some of the younger, more inexperienced players being really vocal and executing that, under the heat of, 50,000, Carlton supporters. So it was really, really impressive. But obviously, as you said, we've still got a mountain to climb. It's still early in the season and we probably haven't bought our best for most of the season yet, but still plenty of time to make up for it.
Ben, Norton Four as a football club, under a lot of pressure around the state, let alone your supporter base. How has your senior coach held up? Because obviously he feels it more than any. And the messaging from the senior coach, how's that been?
Yeah, it's been really good. Yeah, he's held up fine and probably stayed, as a group, we stayed really optimistic. There's no use sort of panicking and trying to change things. We've had a whole pre-season to work on the things we wanted to work on and build as a team. And then obviously over the last few years as well. So yeah, no need to deviate from what we've been doing. So the messaging was really clear, really consistent. And hopefully you saw a little bit of that shine through on the weekend.
Hey, we do a little bit of homework in here when we have guests on.
And, Benny.
Normally only get a sort of question or a bit of information. But plenty of
You've
information
had a phone call, though,
coming,
haven't you?
Coming my way. I've had a few phone calls.
You had a phone call about Ben Keys.
Yeah, a few phone calls,
right.
Actually. So I just need to clear
luck,
a few
Benny.
Things up. First question, are you part of a group of boys that go into a certain salon and get a haircut, Alex Carey style, and just walk out?
Oh!
Don't pay?
No, I can't confirm or deny. Oh! But I can certainly give a pump up to my barber. Oh,
go on.
Samir at Benny's Barbershop. He's been fantastic.
Yeah, he's been fantastic because you don't get your wallet out.
Because you roll with a few styles, don't you, Benny?
Actually, that's another question.
What?
Do you prefer your ring more or your hair?
Oh, that is a tough thing. Oh. That's actually what I wouldn't be able to answer. Sorry, boys.
You're in love with them both.
Who was your phone call from, Boone?
Can't say just yet, but I'm not finished yet. Anything significant happened over the past, I don't know, I'll give you the last month could, you know, potentially affect the way you're playing?
No, he hasn't, has he?
Last month? No, I mean, I signed a new contract the other day. That's what you're talking about.
No, we know that. Just maybe a significant
friend?
Other.
A friend?
Moved Ooh. Down?
Moved.
From Queensland?
Boys, they call it personal life for a reason, and that's how it's going to stay.
So all these have been correct so far. And is your nickname around the club the Walking Jukebox? Because you know the words to every bloody song there is, especially Blink 182. Give us a line.
Now I know exactly where the phone call came from, but I was expecting that anyway. Thanks, Texan. Can you...
Go on, give us a bit of Blink 182.
I'll save that for a rainy day or a night, maybe.
Good on you, mate. Good fun. Congratulations on the 3-year deal and good luck against Essendon Friday night in front of a big crowd and a big TV audience.
Thank you very much, fellas. Great to chat. Have a good one.
Well, the small things.
That phone call was interesting, wasn't it?
That was a very interesting few phone calls.
And do we know who he is? He's a good friend of ours, is he?
He's got one ear a bit bigger than the other.